Wow, new Nintendo hardware. This is a special occasion. It only happens 25 plus times in a lifetime. Yeah, this sort of happened, didn't it? The Nintendo Switch 2 launched on June 5th, 2025. And I did a lot around that time. I just kind of want to talk about my experiences with the launch of this system. I think I'm going to talk about my overall thoughts on it so far at a later time. So I just kind of want to talk about sort of the build-up to launch and how the launch went for me and all that kind of garbage, because there's more of fun little stories to tell here. Firstly, pre-ordering this thing stunk. You know what else stunk is the fact that I probably didn't have to pre-order it. See, all these pictures on launch day of how plentiful the stock was. Of course, like, I don't think every store was like this. Like, you know, if you walked into a Target and they didn't have Switch 2s, go to the Best Buy nearby it. They might have had Switch 2s. But just the pre-order process for this thing was so goofy. So, they initially announced pre-orders, and then they had to delay them because of real-life garbage. So they finally announced a revised pre-order date. Good deal. I was cool with that. Like, all these different places, Target, Best Buy, Walmart, they were all saying, like, yeah, pre-orders are gonna open up at midnight. Now I'm a little Best Buy goblin. I just don't really trust Walmart to pre-order video games from. Turned out they were pretty cool. Apparently, if you pre-ordered from Walmart and they would deliver it to your doorstep, they would include Pringles and Coke. I got no such thing for my Best Buy pre-order. I got waiting around until 2 a.m. to get a pre-order confirmation. It was just a little goofy because none of these websites that open up pre-orders could handle the sheer girth of the amount of time Nintendo fans have to dedicate to this kind of crap. I should know, I'm one of them. So, Target wasn't working very well, Walmart wasn't working very well, and Best Buy didn't even open up pre-orders until 12:30 at night instead of 12. I just found it a little silly because Best Buy was, like, sending me notifications on the Best Buy, like, iPhone app all day going, it's just like, just you wait till midnight when pre-orders open. Pre-orders didn't open at midnight. But yeah, I was able to secure a pre-order via Best Buy. I trust Best Buy with a lot of this kind of stuff. But prior to this, I remember seeing on social media it pop up that Amazon UK had pre-orders for the Switch 2 available. So I dicked around with that. That was kind of my fail-safe, like, alright, you know, like, the pre-orders are open, and your Amazon account in the US does work on Amazon UK, so I thought, I'll try pre-ordering a standard Switch model, because I did need two, because, you know, I wanted one for myself, and then for all the guys that work with me on Scott Stash, we have an office where they do most of their work from, and we have a little gameplay capture arena there, and a Switch 2 would fit awfully well there, wouldn't it? Amazon UK canceled my order, so that didn't go through, but I did get my Best Buy one, so that's all that matters. My Best Buy pre-order included the Mario Kart World bundle for the Nintendo Switch 2, a physical copy of Mario Kart World because I'm an idiot, Cyberpunk 2077, a Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller, and a Nintendo Switch 2 camera, because that was pretty much most of the things that I could imagine I would get at least some semblance of use out of. Probably outside of the physical Mario Kart World game, but again, you know, I'm an idiot. So, that was that. I would have been fine getting a Nintendo Switch 2 at launch. The Best Buy I pre-ordered from was going to do a midnight launch, so I could have just waltzed right up there, and I could have gotten my Nintendo Switch 2 at midnight. However, I had a very cool opportunity come through. I got an email that I thought was fake as hell, but it was from Nintendo, and Nintendo offered to send me pretty much the exact same thing I just spent hundreds of dollars on. Now, this year, I started to open myself up a little more to take opportunities like that and work more with companies. And I am still very selective on that. I don't necessarily want to take a bunch of, like, review codes or anything, or just openly accept literally anything that comes my way. But I thought this was a really cool, like, opportunity. You know, hey, you know, the way I talk about Nintendo, I'm sure they're gonna see the dumb crap I say, and they're probably gonna be like, all right, we're good working with this with this guy. But you know, I was just like, you know what, I think this would have been kind of a dumb opportunity not to take. So you know, I accepted. I was like, this is very, very cool, thank you very much. The thing is, they did say that, yeah, we're gonna send you the console on June 5th. So, overall, I didn't really see a huge benefit to getting it other than, like, oh, that's cool, I got a free Switch. So I just kind of thought about it, and I thought, like, okay, well, what can we do with this Switch 2? We've been already talking to the local Extra Life charity here in Toledo. You know, work with Children's Miracle Network and, you know, the children's hospitals nearby. And, you know, I always thought it would be cool to do some more stuff locally. Throughout the years, I've done the merchandise for charity bonanzas and raised a lot of money. And I'm very, very happy that I did those and thankful for everybody that contributed to that. You know, I've been taking it a little slower the past couple of years. So I thought, like, you know what, we're already talking to them about doing some stuff and I'm getting a free Switch 2. This should be kind of cool. Let's donate this Switch 2 to one of the local children's hospitals. That'll be really cool for them to get a Switch 2, you know, like basically on launch day. But then I got another email from Nintendo, and they invited me to New York City for the launch of Nintendo Switch 2 at Nintendo NY. And they said I would have the chance to purchase my system there. I don't think these two people who emailed me talk to each other. Because I've been to New York once, and I like New York. I think New York is a really fun spot to visit. Keyword, visit. I will never live there. It is a very awesome city to visit. I love checking it out. You're always going to see something new. You've never seen the entirety of New York. I never want to live there. New York is a very special kind of place where while walking down there, I will smell the rankest smell in the world, and then I take one step forward, and then it's gone. Weird situations and smells in New York are oddly territorial. But when I got the New York invite from Nintendo, I thought, once again, that is quite another cool opportunity. So I kind of thought, like, okay, this is the plan. We will go to New York and then get on a flight at 6 in the morning on June 5th, and then get to the Detroit airport around like 7:30 a.m. and then book it back home, which is about an hour. Get home in time to hopefully sign for the Nintendo Switch 2 gift package that Nintendo was sending because somebody had to be there to sign for the package. Then run to Best Buy to pick up the Nintendo Switch 2 I actually pre-ordered. And then the next day, bring the Nintendo Switch 2 that Nintendo sent me for free to the Children's Hospital. And then, you know, play Mario Kart with them. That would have worked, but I think the idea that our flight was at 6 in the morning on June 5th, meaning we would probably have to wake up at 4 a.m. after doing the midnight launch at Nintendo NY, that would have been kind of goofy, and I think I would have been genuinely exhausted and possibly borderline dead by the end of all of that. But I was willing to do it. I did not need to go to New York. I think Nintendo just shot me an invite, not thinking that much about it, just like that. Yeah, sure, let's invite him. Because the flight to New York was just an hour or so. It wasn't that bad. Nearest airport to me is Detroit, which is about an hour away. So, it's still some traveling. But, you know, I use this more as an excuse to go to New York because I wanted to go to New York again. Especially with the guys, you know, went with Eric and Sam and Dominic and Justin. And it was a lot of fun. You know, we met up with a couple of other YouTubers, filmed some stuff for Scott Stash. Most of the videos we filmed for Scott Stash were drinking games. So we did a very similar thing going to Los Angeles. We did that back in like March of 2025, and we met up with some other YouTubers, hung out with them, and filmed some stuff with them, and it was a very cool time. And a lot of this is mostly surrounding excuses where I'm invited somewhere. I was invited to shoot something for Smosh-alike, and I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. I've never been to Los Angeles, and I thought, like, okay, well, could also film a bunch of stuff there, rent an Airbnb, set it up like we can film like the hangout videos on Scott Stash there, and you know what? It's a fun little setup. I'm excited to do more of that kind of stuff in the future. Just kind of take opportunities to travel to a cool place, set up shop, film some stuff. But, you know, even filming stuff like on these work trips, it doesn't feel like work. It's just a fun time hanging out with the guys. But you know what really stunk is the fact that, remember how Nintendo said, oh, the Nintendo Switch 2 we're sending you will get delivered on June 5th. I got an email right before leaving for New York